This program is sponsored by Katrina Christensen. Hello, hello, and welcome to Home and Away Couples Talk Edition. This season, I'm talking to couples in mixed marriages about the ups and downs in mixed marriage, about their lives and how they make it work. This program is intended to help people integrate well into the society and to listen to interesting stories from people all over the world. Today, we have the lovely couple Lesvia Romero Jensen from Ecuador and her husband Marius Ludwig Jensen from Faroe Islands. Well, they are here and we have a lot to talk about. So stay tuned, don't go away. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, guys. This is Home and Away. I'm Stella Zakariasen, and here I am in the studio with Lesvia and Marius. We just listened to a beautiful music instrumental from Ecuador that Lesvia chose. Lesvia and Marius, a very warm welcome to you both. It's nice that you could join us and share your story with us. Shall we start off by how did you both meet each other? Lesvia, if I can ask you.
Yeah. Ecuador was 10 years ago, driving in the road. Marius was to ride, stop. And Marius asked me for... where are the place for shower in mineral water from the volcanoes. How Ecuador, we have many, many volcanoes. And Mario by so know things about Ecuador, mm-hmm. the history, the politics, many, many things. Marius asked me, it was sufficient. It was in the morning. After I said bye-bye, in night, Marius called me or say, thank you so much, you are so good person. And I continue friend. The program of Marius was travel with Ecuador, Aymond. Marius have maps of the roads of Ecuador. I hope I like Marius in the moment. For me, was the first.
Was it love at first sight? Really? Yeah.
It was.
Well, he is sitting here. He is so lovable. I can see why you fell for him. But Marius, before I talk more to Lesbia, what were you doing in Ecuador in the first place?
So Lesbia, tell. So I come to Ecuador to search for some hot
springs,
water pool, because I have something wrong with my back.
Okay.
And yes, so we speak together and it'd be more and more.
And was it love at first sight for you?
It was so surprised.
Yeah.
Ecuador is a fantastic surprise country, mm-hmm. with all this fruit and vegetables.
Yep.
As Charles Darwin say when he look at show all these animals, so I will give him correct. It's a fantastic country.
Yes, it is. According to you, I'm looking forward to hear more about Ecuador in a little while. So you went to Ecuador, just to make it clear, you went to Ecuador because you had pain in the back, and then these hot springs and hot pools from the volcanic water, it's helpful for the back.
It was so fantastic.
Yeah, but then, of course, as Lesbia said, you met on the road, you asked for direction, and what did you think of her first when you saw her? Beautiful, wonderful.
Fantastic. Like a hot, brown hot vulcan.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of love in this room, guys. These two are so cute and wonderful, I'm telling to you.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Lesbia, I interrupted you, but go on. You were mentioning, then you met and you started talking together. And was he? Did you meet each other after that first encounter?
In the first moment, I see Marius. I see, oh, so sweet man. Mm. Yeah, I think my hair was. Before Marius, I was alone many years. I was so sad.
Mm-hmm. You were lonely and you were alone.
Mm-hmm. When I love Marius, it was different. I look the life different.
Yeah.
So different. It was in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful to see. And again, I'm telling you, you both are so sweet together and so lovable together. What attracted you to Marius?
It's a so sweet persona. Sweetness.
And he's kind.
Have a traveling spirit. It is the same with me.
Okay.
I also like travel. To say, I think it was the common things in the first moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you want to say anything? What did you find? What did you think? Oh, she could be my wife.
Of course, I think it was the first things I thinking.
Yeah.
So sweet.
That's wonderful.
And she is still.
Yes, I can see that. She is very nice. So before we take another break, why did you make the decision to move to Faroe Islands? Yeah.
You ask me?
I'll ask Lesbia.
Yeah. Before I live here, I visited Mario, so I think 2 or 3 summer. And the first moment I like Faroe Island. I love Faroe Island. When Mario said, after some years, 3 years, Lesbia, you like Mario with me? Okay, yes. In the moment, I think it live here on Faroe Island.
Immediately.
And bye-bye Ecuador.
Okay.
Here is some more peace.
Peace, yes.
Some more peace. I love that.
Yeah, how is the weather in Ecuador?
It is every time wonderful.
Yeah?
Every wonderful hot.
Wonderful. But all the time hot. It's never winter.
I have only been there in winter time. And that is from 20 to 35 degrees.
Okay.
In winter time, summertime, it is more easy, 20 degrees and around that.
Yeah, that's nice, because if it's too hot, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it tropical weather? Is it humid or dry?
Humid.
Okay.
So it's.
Yes. So anyway, we are going to take a little break, and when we come back, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your life back in Ecuador, because I'm so interested to know. You were telling me about you were a professional dancer, and I would like to know about that, and also what Marius was doing before he met you. So we are going to take a break, and all the songs chosen are by Lesbia, and now we are going to list. I don't know how to say these things, but shall we play, did we play Romance first? Okay, so El Aguacate?
Yeah, El Aguacate.
That's an instrumental also. So we'll be right back after this.
Tú eres mi amor, mi dicha y mi tesoro, mi solo encanto y mi ilusión. Tú eres mi amor, mi dicha y mi tesoro, mi solo encanto y mi ilusión. Ven a calmar mis males, mujer, no seas tan inconstante, no olvides al que sufre y llora por tu pasión. Ven a calmar mis males, mujer, no seas tan inconstante, no olvides al que sufre y llora por tu pasión. Yo mi amor, todas mis ilusiones tuyas son, pero tú no olvidarás al infeliz que te adoró, al pobre ser que un día fue tu encanto, tu mayor anhelo y tu ilusión. Feliz que te adoro, al pobre ser que un día fue tu encanto, tu mayor anhelo y tu ilusión. Pero tú no olvidarás al infeliz que te adoró, al pobre ser que un día fue tu encanto, tu mayor anhelo y tu ilusión.
Yeah, Lesbia is enjoying the music as we are playing. Lesbia, do you want to tell us a little bit about the music that we just played?
The principal music of my country is called Pasillo. It is the last way here. And we have a San Juanito. It is the music of the Indios time for celebrate the many things, mm-hmm. and it a sindur happy okay. for dancing.
Yeah.
The other genre is Yarabi. It is more sad.
Okay, mm-hmm. more sad. The music that we listen to now, what kind is it?
It is pasillo.
Okay.
The first genre.
Yeah, and I can see you enjoy the music, and we were talking in the break, and you were telling that you people in Ecuador dance a lot for the music, and you were a professional dancer as well.
Yeah, national dance.
National, okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Ecuador have so big culture in the past time before Spaniards come to Ecuador. And the Indians are... my first generation in Ecuador, after the Incas. The Indians have different costumes with the color of the
dresses
using some of the black, the red, the green, mm-hmm. with a special significat.
Okay, so each dress, each costume for the dance has different meanings.
Yeah.
And you said also that you have a costume for you in Faroe Islands.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and you were also mentioning to me that you were dancing from 12 years till you were 42.
Yeah.
You know, would you like to dance again? Because you were mentioning Marius loves to dance when he goes to Ecuador.
Yeah.
And you dance. And you know what she said to me, Marius? She said that you dance like an Ecuador man with rhythm and, you know, the movement. So yeah. Do you dance when you go to Ecuador?
we was not so much dancing. Sorry. Yeah. But I like this form for dancing
okay.
that people have, yeah.
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 And, yeah.
Here, when I heard music from Ecuador, I tell Marius to come dance with me. Come dance. We are alone dancing.
That's that is sweet, and that's wonderful to keep the romance going. Well, I can see you are a couple who are very much in love. What did you love about Ecuador, and have you been visiting it many times?
I have visited Ecuador only with and about my wife, Lesbia, and it was many, what can I say, questions before I started, because it's far away.
Yeah.
Really far away.
How long is it to fly from Denmark, for example?
It is I think it was 7 hours.
Okay.
If I remember correct.
Yeah.
But it was okay. And it was nearly when the time we starting in Denmark, it was the same time when we stay out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is nice. Lesbia just showed me a picture of the costume. It's so beautiful and colorful. that's nice. So how do you, what kind of food did you like in Ecuador? What kind of food do they have, Marius?
Oh, wonderful food. I like everything.
Everything, okay.
Everything, yeah.
That's a good thing about being a Faroese, because usually Faroese people like to try different food and like everything, different national, different dishes. Do you make Ecuador food at home?
Yeah, I'll do it. Tomorrow, Thai, with the productos I look here.
Yeah.
I get food the same to Ecuador.
Yeah.
Because I'm missing so now.
Yes.
My food.
Definitely. So what is a typical food from Ecuador? What's your national food?
The national food, bueno, we have many products of the sea.
Yeah.
We call it ceviche or rice marinara.
Yeah.
It's a rice with many
seafood.
With the green banana.
Oh, yeah.
We many
dishes with that.
With the cheese or pork meat.
Okay, and green bananas.
Yeah, green banana.
Yes, because I see more and more in the supermarkets, they are selling green bananas. So
I
can imagine many people buy that and make food. Now we have talked a little bit about Ecuador. And Marius, you were living in Denmark for a while?
Oh. Yes, around 25 years.
You were living there. What were you? Were you working?
This was most for study. And thereafter, so was Pharaoh like a concourse.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to take home for. So I continue a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were in Denmark, but now you are back to your home country in Faroe Islands. Can we talk a little bit about the challenges, we face as mixed couples when you're in a mixed marriage? Because suddenly now you have to bring both cultures together. Did you have any difficulties in bringing both cultures together? Or did you, Marius, just say, yes, dear, for everything? That's the best way, isn't it? Just say, yes, dear.
It is correct.
Do you do it? So you have no problems?
No, we have no problems.
Yeah.
In the first moment, we using Sonoco Google Translate because my English is not so good. But when I am here, with the resident, Sunday Mario said, Lesbia, we can use no more translate, no more telephone. You need speak for us because you live in this country.
Whoa.
crying. I think Marius no love me.
Oh.
Man, today I understand.
Yes.
It was necessary to speak the language here.
Yes.
In the first moment, we have problems for no good communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment Marius said, no more translate Google, it was for me so difficult.
Yeah.
But with that, today...
You are happy for that he said like...
I like Lare Foroski.
Yeah.
In the moment for me, it's better to English. For Lare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. So, Marius, you put your foot down and you said, now you are going to speak Faroese woman.
not so hard.
No, I know.
but I have to do it because she need to understand Faroese.
True, you are right in that. Because when we learn the language, everything becomes better. Are you working anything or you both are pensioned?
In the moment, no work for my health.
Yes.
I have arthritis, have problems. I never go to school.
Yeah.
To school for Larry Forest.
Yeah.
We there no arbeid.
Okay.
No,
but that's okay. You are enjoying your life. We are going to take a little break and then we are going to come back and talk a little bit more. And this time we are going to play a song, Ami Lindo Ecuador. Is that something about Ecuador, the song?
Yeah.
Yep. So let's take a break. Anyway, welcome back, guys. We are busy talking and enjoying and laughing in the studio. Marius was explaining that Lesvia finds it a little difficult in winter because the winter in Faroe Islands is, of course, harsh. But Lesvia, you were telling you love the snow.
Yeah.
You were making snowman.
Chicken.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's true.
Because she have no snow in Ecuador.
Mm.
So that is nearly the first time she is closely, I can take the snow in the hand.
That's true. Yeah. So is that the first time when you came to Faroe Islands, you saw snow for the first time?
Sindur was here in March. And I was in the mountain.
Yeah.
I eat. And Marius, no, Lesvia, this have a bacteria in your stomach. I like that.
Yes, you can put some juice or some, soft into
direct.
It. And how is it with your back pain now? Is it better? Because you were telling Lesvia that you have arthritis and you have some back pain and the winter cold can be hard on it.
It's hard for my back, yeah.
Yep.
Really hard. Sometime I go to Iceland to they have
volcano
water.
Yes,
and that is wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and also maybe it's closer. It's just 1 hour to fly to Iceland.
It is closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the water in Ecuador, that was special, really special.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
There were. The hottest, I think it was around 40 degrees.
Wow.
And there were 17 different minerals in the water who is special good for...
The pain.
Muscle.
Muscles,
yeah.
Yes, okay. And you felt, did you feel that it was helping you?
So fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope that soon, you can go and get some pain relief. And also for you, maybe with the arthritis, it can be.
Yeah. But my problem, I need a dry climb.
Okay, yes.
Here is wet.
Yeah, and cold and rainy. If we can talk a little bit about what are the positives and the negatives of living in Faroe Islands while you are a mixed couple, while you are from two different countries, because it's never easy, even if Marius is living in Ecuador, there will be always some challenges. But if I can talk to you, Lesvia, about what do you think is...
The best thing for me is live here is I live together the person I love. It is the best thing in my life. The bad thing is the special the language, the communication, some different customs, cultural and economic different level, special and the climate. It's negative for our relation.
It is difficult.
All this is overcome with love or perseverance, patience, more love.
Yes, and I can see that you have so much love for each other and that you are managing through. Do you come together other people from... come together with other people from Ecuador, or do you have different friends from different cultures?
I have a different friends of different countries, but when I can see here, I have a familia. Has my daughter, my
yes.
Juliana, Ligia, for me, has my daughter.
Okay.
And I think other persons from Brazil, from Peru, was together and celebrate some things. It is so nice, so fantastic, because we can speak our language and eat the food of our country, of America.
And feel at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And our parties are different. in Latin America danza, music, it, sonor.
Yeah.
And here in the part is the bara it and speak.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true, actually. It is very different from country to country. And you were telling that in your country, what you were telling is that in your country, when you come together for parties, you dance and you celebrate and, you know, you really express yourself. And then when you come to Faroe Islands, maybe people, the main thing is just sitting and eating and talking. And that is exactly, that's one thing that I also found very difficult to adapt to. Maybe I still do, and I try to do, for me to speak personally, if I'm having parties or something, I try to do it a bit differently, with different activities or games or something like that. But it's difficult. That part can be difficult. How do you feel, Marius? Have you ever experienced a party in Ecuador? Did you go to any birthday party, any celebrations?
I have no make it, but I have been with one or two.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fantastic. It was good.
Yeah.
And so beautiful people, yes. Friendly. Yeah.
And colorful, in colorful clothing.
I feel my home care.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful. what do you have any difficulties or any things that you experience living in a mixed marriage here in Faroe Islands? Do you feel it's easier to live here with Lesbia? Do you feel it's easier to live in Ecuador?
I like personally most to stay outside of Faroes in winter time because I not live good.
Yeah.
That is the same with Lesbia.
Yeah.
So I'm planning to continue in winter time in Ecuador,
mm-hmm.
but some things happened, so we still is in Faroes also in winter time.
Yeah.
About it was, we could say, Corona.
Yeah.
This time. So, but we have the time to, we can continue.
Yeah.
Now after she is being more quiet.
So yes.
We can do it.
Yeah, of course. You can always go enjoy the summer in Faroe Islands and then go to Ecuador in winter. Many people do that, I think, to get the sun. To end the program with, can I ask you, what advice would you give to other couple, for example, who are recently married, you know, from different countries, and they have come together, starting a life or family here? Lesbia, what would you say, which advice would you give to them?
Nothing is easy. The life is change, bring problems. I recommend to get there, to hold the hand and looking to get there the same direction.
Yeah.
And all things is possible with the love.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's actually, we have not had this advice before. It's absolutely beautiful that everything is possible if you are holding each other's hands, love for each other.
And continue.
And look at the same direction.
Yeah.
Mario?
Well, I think in this form, because with her all, we have no children from common.
Yeah.
And so if I was young, I will think different.
Yes. So do you feel, because you don't have children together, do you feel it's more challenging because of lack of the family together?
Yeah.
Yes. Marius, which advice would you give to other couple who are in mixed marriage? What is your best advice? Go raw.
No, I'm not here correct. Forget my hair apparatus. Take it once again.
Yeah, that's okay. I was asking Lesbia, what kind of advice Ra,
yeah,
she will give to other Faroese, other people who are in mixed marriage. What do you have anything to say?
Yes, but I am in an age who is a little bit different from the young people.
Yeah.
Therefore, I cannot really say what is the correct. But normal, as stranger people come here, it is from the hot country.
Mm-hmm.
And there I can give my question to them at in winter time they should planning to stay, take this holidays
mm-hmm.
on the other more hot country, because here in Faroes is so much water in the air.
Yeah.
And that is the problem.
That is the problem. So you are going to keep going to Ecuador.
Yeah. So every people who beginning to come in pensionist age have to stay on a hot country in winter time.
Yeah, that helps. That definitely helps. Even my husband and I, we are, you know, we are getting older, so we are already talking about...
Yeah.
And that is so fantastic to come to a hot country.
Yes.
To live there.
Yes, and you know, I'm from Sri Lanka, and my husband, he started asking now, so when do we go and live in Sri Lanka? You know, so I understand what you mean.
Also, I speak with Marius. Marius, I think it's better we go to live in Ecuador.
Yeah.
We Ecuador, we have an apartment, no need pay renta.
Yeah.
It's more easy
it is.
For you and me. Mario said, nah, here is quiet. Uy, Ecuador is not quiet.
Oh, but you will get used to it.
I just like to be outside of us in winter time.
Yes.
And it's Spain or Ecuador, it is never mind for me.
Okay.
Ecuador is okay,
But you like to,
But in the moment, so there is no... good form in the top of regering in Ecuador.
Okay.
There is a little bit danger personally.
Okay, in the government in Ecuador.
So we, in the moment, planning to maybe stay 1, 2, 3 years in the winter time in Spain.
Spain? Oh, that's nice. I love Spain.
South Spain.
Then we can come and visit
it
you.
Is the shortest distance between hot and a warm country.
Okay, yes, that's true, because any time you can come back to Faroe Islands when you want to.
Yeah.
We have actually reached the end of today's show. It's been so wonderful talking to you. You both are absolutely wonderful, and I wish you so many more years of happiness and love together. But because you have taken your time to come and share your story with us, we are not going to let you go without giving you a little gift we have for you here. This is courtesy of Katrina Christiansen, restaurant Katrina Christiansen, do you know?
Yeah.
And they are giving you a gift card to enjoy their Sunday lamb dinner that's called Ummus Alamschut. So you can have a nice romantic time together.
Thank you so much. In your language.
Joshua.
Oh, for continue?
You can go to the restaurant, thank you. Big thank you to Katrina Christiansen. And that's it for today, guys. Hope you've enjoyed this program. Thank you for tuning in. If you have missed the show, you can listen to the replay tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we will post the link shortly afterwards. Next Monday, we'll be back with another couple sharing their story. So till then, take care and goodbye.